Got a couple items to cover. First is a proclamation proclaiming the month of June as Homeownership Month in Sussex County. I'll read the proclamation, and then we can move forward with photos. Whereas owning a home is an important part of the American dream, and the Sussex County Council realizes that homeownership benefits individuals and families, strengthens our communities, and is an integral part to our economy. And the Sussex County Council realizes that home is where we make memories, build our futures, and feel comfortable and safe. And the Sussex County Council, in partnership with the Delaware State Housing Authority, USDA Rural Development, nonprofit housing agencies, and the Sussex County Association of Realtors, will continue to provide assistance for home ownership for Sussex County citizens. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council does hereby proclaim the month of June 2016 as Home Ownership Month for the American Dream in Sussex County. Be it further resolved that the Sussex County Council urges all citizens to wholeheartedly recognize this effort throughout the year. Signed, Michael H. Vincent, President. And I believe we have some representatives from the Sussex County Association of Realtors. Good morning, welcome.
Morning.
Press the council and go come down here and get a little picture taken with you if you don't mind that.
Not at all.
And then you can, you have microphone, you can say anything you want to do that too.
You gotta stop this for communications concerns.
I was gonna assume you know for all that.
That's okay.
This is good for us, isn't it?
It is good for us.
She did hit me one time. It was an enclosed room. Before they were a hefty kitchen. I summed up my hot. Now you're good. Jump, come in here. Come in here, jump. Here, let's get here. While you hold that, you step right in here. Hey, come in here. You're not going to block my view. You're all right. You're good.
Look, I got my yoga.
Come up here. Say,
she's looking pretty tall.
Average height today.
Take those heels off.
Good. All right. George, you're always in my way. Okay. All right. We're good. Everybody smile. Stand still. We got another one coming up.
It worked.
Watch Chip. Sam. Going to catch the devil now. Sam. Everybody look at Chip.
Look at the bird.
Now then, one more. Here comes Glenn Roth. Hold on. Everybody look at Glenn now.
With his new camera.
That's a new one.
Yeah, with new camera. What a deal.
One. Two. Pick one more. One.
Are we good? Okay. Thank you all for all you do. We appreciate it. And if you
want
to say a few words, there's a microphone. Help yourself.
Yeah, on behalf of the Sussex County Association of Realtors, we appreciate the cooperation in participating in the American Dream, and thank you all, and appreciate your support.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Fred.
Yay! I know. We're just. You know what? Just,
yeah, you're right. You're right.
Brings too much attention to
it. You did good.
Mm-hmm.
You did good.
Okay, thank you, members of council. And moving on to the next item is the appointment. An appointment to the Planning and Zoning Commission. Council, there's been some recent attention and questions about the appointment process to the Planning and Zoning Commission, and I asked our attorneys to make sure that we are following Delaware Code, and they assure me that we are. And we continue to try to do the best we can in doing that every time we make an appointment. And I wanted to reassure you that Del Code specifies that appointed members to the Planning and Zoning Commission shall be residents of Sussex County, and no more than two members shall be appointed to the same council district. It really doesn't matter what district that one of the members lives in, except that no more than two can be in a single district. There's a perception that each council member gets their own commissioner from their own district. That's simply just a tradition and is not supported by state law. In fact, a specific section in Del Code says that county government shall appoint members to the commission. So it's a function of the entire council and not the purview of any one member of council. And with that, I know that we have an appointment today for your consideration for President Vincent's appointment, and I believe he has someone in mind.
Right. I would like the council to reappoint Commissioner Bob Wheatley. I know Bob has been on there for a long time, and I understand some people think we should change people once in a while. But I will tell you, I have a concern. We have a brand new member on the Planning and Zoning Commission as of 2 months ago. There's a potential we could have another member have it come off because I.G. Burton now running for an elected seat in Mrs. Deaver's district. And I think if we change now, I have three people brand new on Planning and Zoning Commission, that would not be a good move for us with a new comprehensive land use plan coming up the next year to have to work on. So that's my rationale. I'd like to appreciate a motion from somebody and a second from somebody. Commissioner Laws, you have a motion?
I do have a motion for your consideration. Be it moved, the Sussex County Council appoints Mr. Robert C. Wheatley to the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission for a term of 3 years commencing on July 1, 2016.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Have a second.
You don't have a second?
Wait, don't you?
If there's no second, they'll die.
I'll make a motion we defer till next week.
Motion to defer?
Well, I will second that motion to defer.
We have a motion to second.
To defer.
I have a quick question, if I may.
Sure.
Because I think I don't disagree with some of the concerns, but what you just stated is a state law. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. It's nothing that this council has any authority to change.
That is correct.
It's a state law. So in other words, our Dover legislature would have to change that law.
That is correct.
Okay. Okay. I just wanted to make sure that that's fully understood.
Back up, was your motion to... For his first motion.
Well, the second motion was to defer. I second that motion. It appears that might be some more due diligence from some of the council members might need to be done. So,
motion to defer. Question on the motion.
I have helped me understand some of these things. Sure. Our issue at as far as the state law is concerned has to do with any particular commission district having more than one. Member of correct. Of the commission on it, and this is what you're talking about, Mr. Arlett, and that's the law you're talking about. The fact that we don't have to have one for one, and that's state
correct.
Law. I'm just making sure that's the law you're referring to, and that's the issue here.
That's the law that Mr. Lawson just referred
exactly,
to.
Exactly, exactly. Well, you know, I haven't been here too long, and you have to kind of give me some opportunity to make sure I understand it completely. Okay, thank you so much for that.
Thank you, ma'am. Any more questions? We'll take the vote to defer. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Next, Mr. Lawson.
Okay. Next is an appointment to the Advisory Committee for Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities. I believe also that Mr. Vincent has a recommendation for a Ms. Kathy Allen Parker to serve on that committee. And I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read the motion.
Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approves the appointment of Ms. Kathy Allen Parker to the Sussex County Advisory Committee for the Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities, effective immediately, for a term of 2 years.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Charlotte?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
We have motion carried. Mr. Lawson, next.
Thank you. Last item is the County Administrator's Report for June 7th, 2016. Item number one, per the attached Delaware State Police Activity Report for January, there were 60 violent crime arrests with 46 clearances 371 property crimes with 213 clearances and 3,409 total traffic charges with 2,319 corresponding arrests. Of those traffic arrests, 83 were DUI. Finally, there were 338 total vehicle crashes investigated, and in total, there were 191 troopers assigned to Sussex County for the month. Item number two, per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, the landings at Peppers Creek, aka the marina at Peppers Creek, pump station and force main received substantial completion effective May 26th. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. President, may I one comment on that real quick? I just wanted to make sure everybody understood that it is, what's the date there, Todd, on Captain Layfield coming?
He will be here the last meeting of June. I believe that is the 28th.
Okay. So as I mentioned in a prior meeting, I do know that Delaware State Police have agreed that they will be coming before this council quarterly to provide a public opportunity to present statistics and really a public safety update to the county. So I'm pretty excited about that. It's new.
And, who requested that?
I did.
Oh.
So it's, you know, I think we should have an open discussion about public safety in this county. So that's really what it's stemmed about. And as
so you just did that without any consultation with them?
Well, I mean, we have had a conversation in this council before.
About that?
Sure. Yeah.
I must have been out sick.
Yeah, that's possible. Mm-hmm. So, but I think, are you against a public safety conversation?
When you say something like that, I want to know where you're coming from. And what's already been agreed to? You're telling me that you've done something on your own, and you will have somebody from the state police coming here quarterly to report to us.
Sure.
And you decided to do that on your own.
We've had this discussion before this council.
I don't think so.
I would suggest you go back to the minutes. I would suggest you go back to the conversations that we have had.
Well, you know what? If I had been asked about it, I would say no. That is not your decision. That should be a decision of the county council, and there should have been a vote.
So you're against somebody coming
here
to provide?
There should have been a democratic vote, you know? We have democracy. We have a little bit of democracy, don't we? These people out here want democracy. I want it, too.
I think we should get you on record for not in favor of this. I think that would be perhaps
I think
good
you're
choice.
Pretty slick.
I don't think that was
you're pretty slick.
You went any else, Charlotte?
No.
I think you're pretty slick, aren't you?
Move to the next item, Mrs. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, council members. As you are aware, Sussex County Council purchased 9.82 acres that included a house to establish a larger clear zone in the approach to runway 422 at Delaware Coastal Airport. The entire property was not required as clear zone. In October 2015, County Council approved the disposition of the part of the property that was not needed for the clear zone. This property is located at 22512 Springfield Lane. The property was placed for sale in October after advertising multiple times in newspapers and through the Realtor MLS site and extending the deadline to accept bids three times in October to March. We received no bids by the last deadline. Administration then began to accept buyers through Realtors. We have received an all-cash offer of $150,000 and would like to request your approval to proceed with the disposition of the property. And I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorize administration to enter into an agreement of sale for parcel number 13520.0051.00 located at 22512 Springfield Lane for the amount of $150,000.
I'll make the motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second.
Second.
Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion?
I do have a quick comment. As after reviewing the offer, I do want to let it be known, I'm sure somebody will see this, but the buyer initialed in the seller sections in this offer. Just so
yeah, we'll get an updated.
I just want to make sure that it's, that I noticed that, and that's all.
Any more questions, comments? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Janelle Cornwell.
Good morning. Several meetings ago, a